Here we uncover the traditions that are working for successful parents. For the parents who are ready to do things differently but aren't sure how, go to WandaHoward.com and download my free blueprint. It will help you create the difference you've been looking for and enable your kids to be emotionally healthy and confident throughout their lives. Now is the time to start doing things differently. Welcome back, everybody, to the Successful Parents Podcast. I'm your host, Wanda Howard, with my co-host,
Emery Howard.
And last episode, we had on Dr. Laurel Mines, who is an amazing coach for physical therapy for kids. So she really helps kids to optimize not just their physical ability, but combined with their mental capacity. And it really helps kids thrive throughout every area of their life. So it was really cool to talk with her and see what she's up to, see what she's doing. Definitely go back and listen if that is something that your kids are in to athletics at all. This was a valuable resource and I learned a lot. So go back and listen there. Today, what we're going to be talking about is coaching for our kids. There's lots of gurus out there, lots of professionals, amazing teachers, coaches, people that can help our kids achieve their dreams and achieve the next step in their lives. But our number one source and our number one coach for our kids is always going to be the parent. No matter what, you're the one who gave them life. You're the one who they look up to. You're the one who gave them the world that they now live in. And they want to see the world through your eyes. They want to know your perception and your perspective on things. So I was talking with Emery right before the show, and she had a really cool insight of kind of idea for today's topic of coaching and kids. So Emery, what's your take on coaching for kids, and how would you put this?
So I know people who seem to do everything and anything.
Their schedules are very full, like all week long, right?
Yes.
Every activity, sports, dances, mm-hmm. all sorts of service projects, and just lots of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. And so I've heard people say, I want my kid to be successful. I want my kid to be a champion. But what does that mean for you? And how do you also support your kid in that way, but letting them choose what they want their future to be?
Okay. This is such a good and fun topic. The reason why this really stood out to me, what Emery was saying, is her awareness as a 10-year-old kid, the fact that she doesn't have to be doing everything that all the other kids are doing to be successful. I remember when I was her age and seeing other people, and I was like, wow, they're so talented, and they're doing this class, and they're in this thing, and I wish I could do that, and why don't we do all these things? And because everyone that I kept looking out and seeing, because all these kids were in so many different activities and so many different just extracurricular activities, I felt like they were so much better. They were so much smarter. They were so much more capable and had were better prepared for the future in front of them because they had more activities going on. They had more that they were learning. And for Emery, we have structured our life very differently, huh? Mm-hmm. Our homeschool is very laid back, and our kids love to read, and they love every time that we pull out school, and it's not very long, a few hours a day, and there's no homework of any kind. There's no this.
It's all homework.
It's all homework. It's all at home. And then we don't really do any extracurricular activities other than we have a homeschool group that we meet once a week. And right now they're putting together a play, which is going to be fantastic. We're so excited for that.
Yes.
But yeah, we very intentionally made our life very simple. And we have seen in our own life how successful our kids are becoming because of it. So Emery brought up this idea of becoming the champion or the coach for your kids in a way that allows you and your kids to build a life that's defined by you, success that's defined by you and your kids. Because right now, there are so many different things that we can go into for our family. There are so many different opportunities there are out there that we could put our kids in, different classes and instruments and all sorts of different things. But no matter how much you try to shove all into one time in their life, there's going to be other opportunities that they're not taking part in. And so already, we already know naturally that we have to pick and choose. What are we going to do? Is it going to be a sport? Are we going to do a sport and an instrument? Are we going to let them be a part of this other club? Maybe it's a chess club or something that they just want to do. And there's so many options. So getting really clear on the fact that your family, it's your kids are going to be successful based off the definition that you give success. And this is the foundation of what it means to be a good coach for your kids. It's not about making sure that they are part of all the things that you were part of as a kid. It's not about making sure that they are getting the great grades or the perfect scores or are in the acceptable activities that maybe your town or city or wherever you're at has been deemed as these are the really successful kids. The really awesome kids are in these activities. That's not what defines success. What defines success is your kids, is what are their dreams? What are their goals? What are their ambitions? And if they don't have any, that you don't have to fill their life with ones that you make up. I think that's one of the great fallacies as parents that it's so easy to fall into of thinking that, well, my kid doesn't want to play piano and they aren't interested in a sport. And so we need to pick something. Well, let's put them in dance, or they need some kind of activity because they just need that in their life. And the truth is, you're welcome to put them in there. And it's not going to ruin them to have them be a part of lots of activities. But the point is not ever to stay busy. The point is to be able to define success as a family, to be able to define success between you and your child. There's been ebb and flow and many different conversations between me and my husband and the kids of what do you want and where are you going? And at some times in their life, they're like, we don't really care. And there's not really direction right now. And so we open up just the ability to stay simple, because when we do that, they have a lot more time to be bored. And when they're bored, they start to find their own frustrations and their own just struggles of, I don't like when this happens. I want this kind of a solution. And they start coming to us about what they really want and what is going to fill them up. And sometimes this can take years. It's been really cool to see now Emery is just barely getting to a point where she's talking more and more about piano lessons. And I tell you what, right when she first said it, I was so excited. I always wanted our kids to take piano. And when she brought up piano lessons, I really wanted to just jump in, make it happen. Let's get you signed up right away. But I have really pulled on my own reins and let her take the lead. Let her decide like who is going to be your piano teacher. And anytime she has a question about it, anytime she's ready to take another step forward, I am very much willing to help. I'm right there with her, but I don't want to step into this mode where my excitement takes over her ability to define and achieve success. And so it's just really cool to see the kids grow and adapt and decide what is success look like for them. Definitely our second, she's very much being a zookeeper is the ultimate definition of success. Anything that has to do with animals is just, she thrives on it. And so she is constantly reading. She hated reading. It was super like hard for her. Her brain just didn't like to sit still that long, and she didn't want to be reading. But ever since realizing, like, we really stepped back, we let her be bored, we let her just have simplicity, and she discovered a love for animals during that time and just how much she thrived off of being around them and observing them and seeing what they do and how they live. And she's just loves reading now. Anything to do with an animal, she will pick it up. She will read even super hard textbooks that no 8-year-old kid that I've ever seen would read. She's picking up and she's reading on her own time because she wants that part of her life. That's success for her.
And the textbooks, I tell you, there's about, like, they're little paragraph things with huge words sometimes I have a hard time pronouncing, and I don't know how many mistakes she'll make, but she's gonna keep on reading that book.
Yep, and
she'll read it for like at least a page.
And she's been doing really good at even on the big words. She'll piece them together and either decide like, okay, this word, like it's been really fascinating to see like her, she's able to identify if a big word is a name of a place. And if it is, she doesn't really care to learn how to pronounce it. But if the big word has to do with the scientific name of that animal or has to do with the what that animal is, like if it's a nocturnal or a word like that, then, and if it's information that she wants to know, she will come and get me and be like, what is this word? I need to know this word. And so it's been really cool. But yeah, that, I think, do you have anything else to add about being a coach?
Not really.
I think that is a great place to leave you at, is to just start thinking about what does success mean and how would you define it with you and your kids? Because there are so many bazillion things in this world that you could shoot for, that you could go for, and your kids are not going to be deprived if you let them have the simplicity to be able to step back and be bored and choose from that place of what they want in their life and what would fulfill them. So anyways, we love you all. Thanks for coming, and we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Thank you again for being a part of our podcast family and for the difference you are making right now in the world and in the walls of your own home. If you're wanting to support parents everywhere, you can do that by leaving a rate and review. This helps so many find connection and answers they are searching for. Also, don't forget to go to wandahoward.com and get your own free parenting blueprint. I love you all, and we will see you next time.